This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast to you live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out and a welcome tonight to WTKI, AM 1450, FM 92.9 in Huntsville, Alabama. Welcome aboard Rocket City, Alabama, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world too via satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our border patrol, our 911 dispatchers for their service to America and keeping all of us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, construction workers, bulk mail centers too, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, our first guest tonight is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. This great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I don't know that this would be the most important story of the weekend, but certainly because it came out late yesterday afternoon, Mr. Mueller, Robert Mueller, the special counsel, we announced Jerry Nadler, the chairman of the House Judicial Committee, announced that he will not testify before Congress next week. And I don't really know what that's all about, because he was supposed to do it and everybody thought he was going to. So what's your thought on this?
Well, this is a very interesting development, Captain. Certainly, they want to bring Mueller before the committee so that they can try to get at something that obviously was not spelled out for them the way they wanted it to be in the Mueller report. It looks like they want to get a sort of a second bite at the apple, as it were, to try to make it into something that it's not. You know, that old phrase, there's no there there. And I think Robert Mueller more than likely is resisting or not coming to any kind of terms voluntarily, at least at this point, to come in and talk to the committee or testify before the committee. And that's why Nadler is waiving this, you know, possibility of issuing a subpoena. And he said in no uncertain terms, if necessary, we will subpoena him and he will come. And this is you know, just continuing on with this ridiculous nonsense. But that's what I think Nadler's up to here.
Well, yeah, and it is ridiculous, and it is to the point to where he's not fooling anybody. They're not trying to get to the bottom of anything. They're just trying to exacerbate, antagonize, and just drive the point home that they're doing everything they can to lay a case to impeach this president who has done nothing to be impeached for.
Well, no, not at all. And I think Mueller is obviously a very smart guy. He knows that they're turning on him now, that they're looking to make him part of this whole thing.
Yeah, because they thought he was going to hand them President Trump on a silver platter.
Exactly right.
That didn't happen, did it?
They wanted. No, it didn't, because Mueller was able to tell what was going on with this, I think. And also, I mean, and even there's a larger question here, too. Could Mueller have known very early on or had reasonable assertions or reasonable proof that that the whole thing was a hoax from the very, very beginning? And why did it take so long? I mean, these are very interesting questions, but I don't think Robert Mueller wants to go through all that rigmarole with the House Judiciary Committee.
And there are two people that really need to be shaking in their boots right now, waiting on this IG report and the FISA report, probably going to come back to back. I think the IG report's coming out first, and that is James Comey, who was the first official who signed off on the FISA warrant, the first one that went out, and knowing full well that it was not legitimate. And the second is John Brennan, who was in the middle of this up to his eyeballs as the front man for everything that was going on.
Right, exactly. And this is one of the reasons, Captain, why the smoke screens continue on, not only with Nadler and that track right there, but with other, some of these 2020 hopefuls, people like Adam Schiff and so forth. They continue these smoke screens because they understand that what's coming down the pike is going to shock the American people, and the American people are going to say, wait a minute, this was going on, and you mentioned James Comey, you know, and the FISA abuses. These things, Captain, are going to likely generate indictments, and people are truly going to go to jail. It's not going to just be about, let's have a bunch of hearings. It's going to be,
right,
this is what happened, here's the evidence, and move forward.
Right, and our buddy Steve in Thailand chimed in on a Facebook page a second ago. He says, the left, the Dems, are going to keep pushing their narrative and continue their witch hunts, which are now simply a smoke screen, so he's agreeing with you. They hope we'll shield them so that we might as well go after all of them as hard as we can while we have the chance to do it. I'm right there with you, Steve. I believe we need to do that. Go after these people and keep on driving the point home. They're only going to get worse, but guess what? We have the facts behind us.
We sure do, Captain. And this whole notion of interference or, getting involved with the elections and trying to manipulate elections and manipulate the results and then actually try to essentially stage a coup if you don't get the result that you want, these are the things that the American people are going to be infuriated about, and the Democrats look like they were pretty heavily involved in that.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. And if you want to give us a telephone call, guess what? Kathy is going to tell you how to do that, because she's going to come on here with her melodic tones and tell you how to get us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida. Now, Tampa, Florida is where we're broadcasting from, and on the telephone line, we've got Kyle Warren, but first, he's got to tell you this.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics and host of the Kyle Warren Show, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, that wasn't very bad. That's Kyle Warren, and guess what? There's Kyle Warren right there, right?
That's right. We're here on the Third Watch.
Yeah, you are, and it is the Third Watch. Okay, now, folks, this portion of the program, of course, brought to you by our friends at GEICO, GEICO Insurance. Check them out online. Go to their website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, or look in your phone book and get a hold of your local GEICO agent, because they not only insure the car or truck you're driving, they can cover your motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV, snowmobile, which some of you have had to use the past few days, 10 inches of snow in northwestern Wisconsin this week, and they even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance through your local GEICO insurance agent. So check them out. Tell them the Captain sent you. GEICO, G-E-I-C-O. Well, Kyle, you know, not to be outdone, Spartacus is at it again, and he had something to say about guns, and he was talking about the shooting. And let's see here, the mass shootings, let's get him in on here. Here's 37 seconds of wisdom, end of quote, from Cory Booker.
So when I'm president of the United States, I'm taking a fight to this issue like folks will have never seen before, because we're better than this as a country. It's a uniquely American problem. No other country has this kind of carnage. More people in my lifetime have died in this nation due to gun violence and in all the wars in the Revolutionary War to now. We are not going to give thoughts and prayers, which to me is just bull****. And I'm sorry to say that as a man of faith, but I was taught that faith without works is dead. We're going to bring a fight with everything that I have to solve this problem, and because it's solvable, and we know it.
Now, let me repeat something here and then get your comment. His quote was, "More people in my lifetime have died in this nation due to gun violence than in all the wars from the Revolutionary War to right now." What a liar.
Yeah, that doesn't seem to track.
What a liar. Well, yeah. You didn't hear anybody challenge him, did you?
Nope.
But I am now.
Yep. Well,
what a liar.
Well, again, it's there to be sensationalistic, and also it's to reinforce a solution that sounds like a solution, but it's really not a solution. But it's a way to gin up support or create more fear that somehow the existence of guns, the existence of firearms held by responsible gun owners, that is the major threat here in our country. No, Captain, the threat is people that do bad things. They do bad things with guns and knives, bombs. They run their car up on the street corner and try to kill people. We've seen that happen in Israel and other places. The problem is a hate problem and a criminal problem. And certainly when we see these things happen in the school, like we saw just a few days ago at the STEM school in Colorado, of course we want to pray for the people who are involved in this, for their families. But at the same time, we have to be practical and realize there are bad people in the world, and that's why we have to protect the children. My question to Senator Booker would be, why don't you want to protect the children instead of this fantasy land of you're going to take away all the guns and bad people won't be able to do anything? This is ridiculous.
Now, Rudy Giuliani was scheduled to take a trip to the Ukraine, and he canceled his trip. And he cited concerns about the enemies of the president. I don't know what he's talking about. Was he concerned for his own safety going over there? Or was he talking about if he left town that somebody over here in the United States might try to do something stupid?
Yeah, this is an interesting thing because for the last 24 hours or so, we've been hearing how Rudy Giuliani was going to go over to Ukraine. He was going to get to the bottom of this thing because we know that there's a major, major thing going on with what was going on with
Ukraine.
There is.
Joe Biden and his son is part of it.
Exactly right. And the Ukrainians or factions there looking to help the Clinton campaign get dirt on Trump and win the election and all this kind of thing. So I know that I think this is a very enigmatic statement. And for whatever reason, Mayor Giuliani is not going to do that at this time.
Yeah. And then, of course, Joe Biden used his influence to get his son a position working for the Ukrainian government as some sort of consultant, doing something that he didn't know anything about, number one. So he got $500,000 right off the bat. But over the course of the contract that he had with him, he got about $1.5 million. So all of this is very, very, very shady.
Well, certainly. And the funny thing is, well, I guess not funny, ha-ha, but the funny strange is that in the world of the Democrat elite, the Democrat Party elite, not the rank and file across the highways and byways, but in the world of the Democrat elite, that's just normal. That's just Tuesday for them. And now we're learning more about it, and it'll be poo-pooed by certain people in the media to try to have it not really become anything, but the American people are smarter than that.
And, you know, the damage that's been done to the FBI is not limited to one or two or three people. It started at the top, James Comey, filtered its way down, Andrew McCabe and company. But I want you to listen to Kimberly Strassel and what she had to say in a back and forth with Julie Banderas on Fox yesterday. It's about a minute worth of conversation here. Just listen to what was going on. This is amazing conversation.
So once again, the former FBI director is coming out lashing against the president. He's not even a member of the FBI anymore, but he's just not going to let this go. He's got to sell books. So let me ask you, first of all, why does he continue to do this after the fact that the Mueller report has come out and everybody knows that there was no collusion, but yet he's still at it? He's not giving up. Well, bruised ego, maybe. I mean, we know that Jim Comey has an incredible self-regard. That's pretty clear. And he just doesn't seem to be able to let this go. But what's really striking to me is this is the same man who constantly is going after anyone who he claims undermines the FBI. He has been very critical of the president, claiming the president has done such damage to the FBI. None of that is remotely like the damage that Comey does every time he comes out and expresses these opinions, because it just further makes Americans believe that these, you know, heads of law enforcement and former intelligence chiefs have a political axe to grind, and that that's what they're doing in office. It undermines the FBI and the integrity of the FBI. I cannot imagine many FBI officials, current there or agents, appreciate it when he does this.
Comey. Boy, is that true.
Yes, absolutely. It is absolutely true. And, you know, it's interesting to me, too, Captain, that James Comey, you know, he took it upon himself to say, well, the attorney general would, or the no reasonable prosecutor would ever bring charges against Hillary Clinton, so I'm just going to put the kibosh on this whole thing right here and now. And then now, of course, after the Mueller report's been released, he'll go on TV say, you know, there's stuff in there that's obstruction of justice right there. So somehow, for some reason, and I know this sounds silly, but it's like Comey knows. He just knows things, and he expects us to believe him. That's the funny part.
And we're hearing from the Democrats, and they're using this word, a lot of them, the presidential candidates. I'm not sure if it started with Nancy Pelosi or not, that we are in a constitutional crisis. The president has brought about a constitutional crisis. Well, actually, the Democrats have brought about a constitutional crisis, because not only are they not abiding by it in a lot of cases, they want to change it. And here's a little conversation back and forth with Vice President Mike Pence and my buddy Pete Hegseth.
You've heard the reports recently that there's a bipartisan subpoena of the president's son, Donald Trump Jr. What do you make of the subpoena of Donald Trump Jr.?
Look, for 2.5 years, this administration and the Trump family fully cooperated with the special counsel. Literally, millions of pages of documents, thousands of hours of testimony and cooperation, and the Mueller report is in. No collusion, no obstruction. As the Senate Majority Leader said on the floor of the Senate this week, Mitch McConnell said, case closed. And, you know, that's why I think it's frustrating to millions of Americans.
Nancy Pelosi says we're in a constitutional crisis over Bill Barr. Are we in a constitutional crisis?
No. The President and I fully support Attorney General Barr's decision to refuse to testify under the conditions that the Judiciary Committee put forward. I was on the Judiciary Committee for more than a decade.
Okay, well, no, we're not in a constitutional crisis because of them. We're in a constitutional crisis because of the Democrats not following the Constitution to begin with. And, Kyle, you hang on, and folks will be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. I'll tell you what, it's an unbelievable set of occurrences that we're watching take place in this country, but it is what it is. Okay, I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Hours after the Trump administration hiked tariffs on $20 billion worth of Chinese imports, talks between the U.S. and China broke up Friday. Trump took to Twitter to say there's no need to rush to get a deal. He tweeted that the tariffs may or may not be removed depending on what happens to future negotiations. Within a day of the release of the Mueller report last month, President Trump sought to have former White House counsel Don McCann declare he didn't consider the president's 2017 directive that he seek Robert Mueller's dismissal to be obstruction of justice, but McGahn rebuffed the request. That, according to the Wall Street Journal and CNN, quoting people familiar with the matter, Democratic Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy, who was on the House Intelligence Committee, says it's up to the president to tell the truth and back it up with evidence.
If we allow the president not to comply with these basic requests for materials, then he will do the same thing with regard to those other issues, which are as crucial as these.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. By the way, what do 300,000 people all have in common, you say? Well, they might belong to the USCCA because they trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of a self-defense shooting. And for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of pro-Second Amendment attorneys, because they know the legal system doesn't always get it right. And whether or not you use a gun to defend yourself, or whether or not you use a knife or a club or a ball bat or whatever it is that you use, they know that defending your life shouldn't cost you everything that you own either. So check them out online by going to my website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, and click on that nice USCCA logo that's right there, and take advantage of becoming a member. And by the way, when you do become a member, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff and that award-winning concealed carry magazine to boot, which has won awards two out of the last 3 years. And you get a lot of different interesting stories and coupons and discounts in there, not only for guns and ammunition, but also for hunting, for fishing, and for camping. So there you go. All righty. Back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kyle, I got a couple of comments here. First of all, Richard the Marine in Oregon listening to us. Good morning, Richard. He's saying that the Dems are afraid of the president. They need him out before the 2020 elections. No guts, because they know that they're going to get hung out on a tree limb to dry.
Well, I totally agree. I think that if they thought for sure that they were going to just be able to walk in to the 2020 election and win easily, they wouldn't be doing all this. Yeah, and I think Richard is right. I think that they're trying to do anything they can to get rid of this president before that happens.
Yeah, and Steve in Thailand sent me a copy of a cartoon, the Democrats' Pledge of Allegiance. And it's kind of funny, so I'm going to post it on my Facebook page here in a little bit. I can't do it just now. I'll have to wait till the break on the next segment here. But anyway, getting back to where you and I were talking, certainly, there is so much going on in the world in which we live. We've got Tracy Abrams in Georgia hinting that, well, I might make a run for the president, you know.
What? Well, I saw this earlier, Captain, and the only thing that came to my mind was, is Stacey Abrams going to resign as fake governor before claiming to win the presidency?
Fake, I love it. Fake governor, yeah, that's true.
You know, I don't know, and for some reason, every single time she is mentioned in any story, she's always mentioned as, you know, this new Democrat, you know, up and coming rising star. And I always wonder
where you're kidding me from.
Yeah, I just don't get that. That doesn't compete.
I know plenty of people in Georgia, and they don't feel that way.
No, and I mean it's very.
And by the way, remember the ballot harvesting that was going on in Georgia?
Oh yeah,
that's not going to happen again.
Nope. Nope, but for some reason, she's still saying, from what I understand, you know, the election was stolen from her.
Yeah, because they couldn't ballot harvest like they were trying to do. Oh, we found ballots over here. Oh, look, we got them over here. Oh, look, they're in the parking lot. Oh, look, there's a box in the corner. You know, you can't do that.
No, not under normal circumstances.
No, and when you've got ballots in a box and they're not sealed the way they're supposed to be, then none of them in that box count. None, because they've been contaminated.
Well, exactly. And most.
And I don't care who voted.
Well, exactly. And most normal people will say, that's right. In other words, we have to have rules. And what the Democrats have been doing in these last couple of election cycles, especially in the midterms and especially here in California, has been, it doesn't matter what the rules are, we're just going to get these votes or keep on counting, quote unquote, until the Democrat wins. That's the new rule in California. If the Republican wins, we know we haven't counted all the votes.
All right. Well, now let's get down and serious here, because the United States, after pulling some of their Patriot missiles out of the Middle East, are putting them back in again because of the threat from Iran. And the more we're finding out here that it is a credible threat. I just heard the other day, I read a story, as a matter of fact, that said that they floated one of their ICBM missiles out to one of those little islands they've got off the coast of Iran and set it up there to get it with, you know, closer to Israel and Saudi Arabia.
See, this is really concerning. I mean, this is really a big deal. And while the Democrats on Capitol Hill and most of the media are focused on collusion and Mueller and keeping that whole thing going or obstruction or whatever, there's these actual real things that are going on out there in the big world that have to do with these very kinds of volatile situations. And the Iranian government, the Iranian people are hurting very badly because of the terrible economic conditions that happened. And they're starting to get desperate in the Tehran regime, I think. And I think they're going to get to the point here pretty soon where they're going to say, look, you know, we're going to do what we're going to do.
And by the way, I've been kind of keeping an eye without being able to check a lot on it because we don't have a lot of information. But you folks in Houston, you've got a definite problem there in the harbor. A large ship struck a barge loaded with a lot of toxic material, which is now dumping into the Houston harbor, if you will, the Houston Bay. And they're trying to contain that, the Coast Guard, as best they can. But this is some really, really bad stuff that's leaking into the water.
That is horrible to hear. I know they've been having the storms and the flooding.
Oh, they've had lots of rain and they're still getting it.
Yeah, exactly.
So now, that may be a godsend because the more it rains, the more it will dilute this.
That's very possible, yes.
So there you go. All right, well, let's continue because we still got a couple more things to say here. It looks like Venezuela's Guaido is once again promising, you know, to persuade, preserve and continue on despite the crackdown against him by Maduro and the arrests of his a couple of his deputies and all that. And he's saying, we're going back out on the streets again this weekend. So I don't know what's going to happen there, but obviously so far it hasn't worked.
No, and unfortunately it has not, but we've seen a sort of dwindling of the public protests in over the last several days, and of course one of the reasons being is that there's been these crackdowns.
Who wants to get tear gassed? Who wants to get water bombed? And who wants to get shot at? And who wants to get run over? Let's see, you want me to go on? I can.
Well, no, exactly. I mean, the people are suffering terribly in so many different ways in Venezuela. And, of course, there is an international consensus, with the exception, I think, of Russia, China, and
Iran.
And Iran. Exactly.
And Cuba.
And Cuba, that Maduro does need to go. How he is comes out of power, that remains to be seen. But of course, it begs the question: will the United States or perhaps an international coalition do something with more force, shall we say, in order to get Maduro out if all else fails, basically?
And by the way, this is something that I found rather interesting. Senator Mitch McConnell yesterday said the Trump Jr. subpoena should not concern the president because that was nothing criminal that they were going after. They just wanted more clarity on the meeting that was had when Manafort and those guys met with the Russian spy and the Ukrainian and all that.
Well, at this point, you know, how much more clarity do we need in the grand sense? And it may simply be that they want to compare testimony from a couple of different witnesses. Donald
and they're just hoping somebody will slip, so they set up a trap and they go, aha!
Exactly. And so, again, I think that this is nothing more than just retreading again the whole Mueller report thing, and it's not efficacious.
Yeah. And finally, even though we know it's illegal, even though we know he's doing something on behalf, not with the permission of the government, former Secretary of State, former presidential candidate, Democrat John Kerry, has been over in Iran running his mouth lately. Our President Donald Trump said that he should be prosecuted for talking with Iran and trying to tell them what to do and not to go along with our president for whatever reason. Obviously, that is a violation of the Logan Act, but nobody has ever been arrested. Well, they've been arrested, but prosecuted under that. Nobody.
No, they haven't. And I think because it would be somewhat difficult to try to do that, but given everything that we know, it's at the very least incredibly, unprofessional. And
it's sedition. You're actually conspiring against the elected government of the country, negotiating with them for something with which you have no bearing at all.
Well, right, but also it has to do, I think, as well, with Kerry trying to protect Obama's legacy, for example, and for some reason, somebody somewhere wants that nuclear deal or Iran to be able to get something very similar, perhaps. And it doesn't coincide with the best interest of the United States of America. We'll put it that way, I think.
All righty. Well, tell everybody how we can hear you.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And then, of course, we will talk to you bright and early Monday morning. So you have yourself a great weekend. And let's see. Go Angels.
Thank you, Captain. You too.
All righty. And Kyle and his daughter and his son, they like to go to the baseball games. And they get involved a lot in rolling that big flag out in the baseball outfield. And that's something that's a lot of fun to do. But I will be right back. Denise, let's see here. Denise Simon coming up at the next hour, hour number two. But we'll be right back with our first Truckers Highway and Byway report.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Cap'nAmerica.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, so never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
All right. righty, time for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our very favorite and most favorite and best automobile dealer I've ever done business with, Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Family Automotive, with four dealerships to serve you. Now, you guys and gals that are listening to me, some of you for the first time, especially in Huntsville, Alabama, you're going, well, why is he talking about a car dealer on a national show? Well, here's why. They have four words that separate them from the rest of the car dealers in the country. 24/7, 365, you serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, whether you're an EMT, firefighter, police officer, and those 911 dispatchers, too, all get preferred pricing, saving you thousands of dollars on a brand new Moss Nissan or Moss Chevy, because those are the new brands they have at their four locations. Now, they also have certified pre-owned vehicles, some of the best anywhere in the country. And you can get wholesale pricing on those, plus get free Moss Care on the vehicle, plus get free oil changes for the life of the vehicle, plus get free tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And again, who is doing that? Nobody. That's why people have come from Arizona, from Canada, from all points in between, from Maine, and a lot of folks coming down here from Georgia, from Alabama, Tennessee, and the Carolinas to save on their vehicle at Moss, M-A-U-S, Family Automotive. All right, here we go. Another round of intense heavy rainfall is anticipated across the already saturated west central Gulf region of the Gulf Coast, and a moderate risk of excessive rainfall is in effect for southeast Texas today into southwest Louisiana, as an additional rainfall can only exacerbate the flash flood concerns that are in that area. You've seen the flooding in the streets of Houston, some of the areas that were already flooded a couple of years ago, and here we are back again. And locally heavy rain and thunderstorms are possible in the south, southeast, and middle Atlantic, and even the southwest this weekend in a four-corner section out there of New Mexico and Arizona and Colorado and Utah. Now, the rain is the heaviest right now around New Orleans, Louisiana, and over towards Mississippi. It's raining pretty much all the way up to I-20 in Mississippi and Louisiana and the eastern part of Texas, but that rain will dissipate somewhat in Texas today and concentrate more on the areas in Alabama and Mississippi and Louisiana. Rain will move into other areas over the weekend and move to the east, but the heaviest rain and the flooding will be right now in Louisiana and eastern Texas, where they just can't take any more rain. Now, taking a look at up north, you've got a freeze warning in western New York State around Dunkirk and Fredonia. Most of Michigan is under a freeze or frost warning, a hard freeze warning in northern Michigan this morning. You've got some high winds in western South Dakota, out there towards Rapid City, some scattered showers in the central part of Montana. You've got a freeze and frost warning in eastern Colorado tonight and the northwestern corner of Kansas, with some scattered showers in central and southeastern Kansas today. And other than that, the roads are looking pretty doggone good. They're looking pretty doggone good out there this weekend, so maybe you'll catch a break, everybody out there, this weekend. Now, keep in mind, as I said, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive. Now, Moss Family Automotive right now has got a tremendous opportunity for those folks that are qualified with approved credit. You get no money, you pay no money down. You delay your payments for up to 6 full months, and they have a website that you can go to check and see what you qualify for. It's Moss, M-A-U-S, FamilyChevrolet.com/free credit check. And the Moss Family Automotive Group features the largest selection of Nissans and Chevys in all of Tampa Bay and southeastern part of the U.S. They're, as I said, the home of You Serve, You Save, a program that saves veterans and active-duty military plus first responders, too, a ton of money. And now you can save at Moss, M-A-U-S, and pay nothing down. And have no payments for 6 months with approved credit. Just check out what you qualify for by going to the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, FamilyChevrolet.com/free credit check. And always make sure to tell me Captain sent you. Because when you do that, guess what? You're going to save another $500 off your vehicle. So when you go to one of the Moss family dealerships, tell them the Captain sent you, and that saves you another $500. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And, oh, by the way, wow. Oh, I just got some numbers in here from my stats guy that does the show for us. Actual listeners listening to us on the radio stations that we're on in the past 7 days, 1.6 million people listening at night to us, and that's tremendous from where we've come from on a one-station network to a big conglomerate right now growing by leaps and bounds. And our internet listeners were at 1.1 million so for the past week. So if you add the two together, we had 2.7 million listeners combined on the internet and actual terrestrial radio last week listening to this program per the statistics that we accumulate from the sources that we have here. So thank you very much for doing that, and that makes us a player in the game. By the way, that's more listeners most of the time than MSNBC has on a good day, and occasionally than CNN has. So, joining us right now, we've got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. First of all, we had a big collision in the Houston Harbor last night. What exactly is going on there right now? I understand there's a lot of toxic material in the water that can not only kill fish, but if humans come in contact with them, they can get very sick or possibly even die.
It actually happened yesterday. Oh, good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
It happened yesterday afternoon. It didn't work out too well. Some couple incoming and outgoing barges that were under tug. One got hit, put a hole in it, capsized it, and it is toxic. It's flammable, so it looks like they may have tried to burn it. I don't know. The details, they got the Coast Guard there and whatnot, so the details on the remedies are rather thin. They were just doing more coverage of terrible it was, the traffic, you know, the shipping traffic, the cargo traffic.
Yeah, it's a product called Reformite, and it's toxic to marine life, and also it can kill humans if they get in a rare form, the pure form, and hopefully that won't happen.
Correct, absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. Well, Houston's got a lot of problems. They got a lot of rain. That may be a blessing in disguise right now because it could dissipate some of that stuff very quickly. We'll see. Okay, well, we're going to tease something because we aren't going to have time to get into it. But the United States and China are going to hold more trade talks. The president has upped the tariff threat, and he says that they're in no big rush to do things, and slowly he's squeezing things, if you will. But that could be something that could be remedied fairly quickly, because I think China needs us worse than we need them.
Yeah, and what needs to be necessarily understood is all through these talks for almost 2 years, is we've been telling our vendors, move your business.
Yep. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back right after the top of the hour news. Hour number two of the weekend show, the Captain's America Third Watch, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.